Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burk Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burk Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burk Allen.
Thanks for listening today. It's a sunny, beautiful day in our nation's capital, and boy, you talk about a city that is full of bullies. We are in one in Washington, D.C., so we thought it best to find an expert on how to navigate the world of bullies, but more specifically, how parents can bully-proof their kids. And I want to get into some of the other bullying that happens out there, including the bullying that I witness every day on the Washington Beltway. Our guest is Ben Likling. He's a Ph.D. and is the guy to talk to when it comes to bullying and how to bully-proof things. Hello, Ben. Thanks for being on the program.
Hi, Burk. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you're the guy behind BulliesBeGone.com, so you have obviously spent quite a bit of time thinking about bullies and what they do and how to put a stop to it. So it begs the question, how did you get interested in this topic?
Well, a long, 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 long time ago, I was a short, skinny, four-eyed kid, which you can see was what I was called in school. And so I had to make my way through a lot of bullying, and I learned a couple of things. One was school bullies grow up to be grown-up bullies on the Beltway or in the Capitol, and victims grow up to be victims in their love life, with their spouses, partners, at work, and in their lives, and I didn't want to be. So I learned how to stop bullies back then in the schoolyard, and I've been working with people ever since, both at work and at home, kids, school, same sort of problems.
And you actually have a Ph.D. You certainly don't have a Ph.D. in bullying, but you do speak on this an awful lot and blog about it and do quite a few television radio interviews. When there's a high-profile bullying case, like this horrible case from Massachusetts with Phoebe Prince last year, the young lady from Ireland who was bullied and committed suicide because of it, does that help to shed a light on a problem that's always been there, or is that more the exception rather than the rule in terms of bullying?
Well, actually, I think the way our society has always worked is that high-profile incidents like this have always alerted us to a problem, have always focused our attention on it, and have always gotten us to make the laws we need and to try to put into people's minds that there's a real serious problem here. Let's do something about it. That's how labor laws got started, safe environment laws, keeping children from working in mines until they, you know, for 60 hours a week. It was all high-profile cases. Behind every high-profile case is a whole pattern of bullying and abuse. Phoebe, now I'm not at the school, but the statistics are that at Phoebe's school, she was not the only one bullied. There was lots of bullying going on. There were lots of cliques. There were lots of kids ganging up. And the responsible adults didn't stop it. And that's where I come in. I mean, it's always the bully's fault, but it's the fault of the responsible adults for not stopping it.
Now, you've been at this a while, but certainly in the last couple of years, there's a whole new dimension that comes into bullying, especially with young people, and the Phoebe Prince case is a perfect example of it, and that's the advent of the Internet and texting bullying and email bullying and online Skype bullying. How do you get your arms around that sort of thing?
Well, I think the first thing is the attitude we have towards it, and then the approach will come out of that. That is, kids have always been writing things on the walls in bathrooms and on phone booths. When we were young growing up, you know, there were girls' phone numbers written. So that's nothing new. It's just we now have a new technology to take it out of the school or out of the neighborhood and into the whole world, number one. And number two is the kids that use it think it will be anonymous, so it makes it easier to bring out the beast that's in all of us because we can do it in secret, and we can do it from a distance, and they think that they won't get caught. Actually, that's not true. The new technology can be used to prove kids do things and can be used to stop. But it's still a race. Kids want to use it. It's easy. The anonymity brings out the worst in people.
Ben Likling is our guest today. We're talking about bullying, and you can visit Ben online at bulliesbegone.com. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. Do you have a thought on how young is too young to allow kids or teenagers, you know, access to email and chat rooms and textings? Does it make sense to try to shelter kids from that environment, or is that sort of like the little Dutch boy putting his finger in a dike and it's a futile exercise?
Yeah, I think it's a futile exercise and not a good one, because those kids will have to grow up using technology. I mean, how many people are going to hire someone who's technologically ignorant? There aren't many jobs for those people who don't know how to use technology. So I can think of, there's seven sort of tips, but the most important one is that we as individual parents have to look at our individual kids. That is, if I have a kid who has sort of addictive patterns, who I'm worried is going to start playing video games and that will take over the kid's life, then I want to stop that kid from getting involved. I want that kid to be as old as possible before they start gaming, et cetera. The second one is you have to monitor it. As a parent, you have to keep on top of it. Kids do not have privacy. And I wouldn't give our kids privacy. Now, we try to keep our nose out of a lot of their business, but I want to know how many text messages a week my kid's sending. I want to know how many hours that kid is on the phone, instant messaging, text messaging. I want to know how many hours on the computers. I'm going to check the homework. And I'm going to use some of the software that will tell me what my kid is doing. On the other hand, because I want kids to have phones so they're safe. Personal example, we have now grandchildren who are in the 8 to 12 range. And what I see is our children are, you know, their parents are giving them cell phones so that they know where they are. They can use the GPS to track them, and they also want call-ins to know what's happening after school, who you're riding home with, that sort of stuff. You can use those to be safe, and you have to monitor that the kid doesn't misuse it, which, of course, means you have to be a parent.
And step up and take care of it.
Yeah.
Ben Likling is our guest, and we'll have more with Ben, including what you should do as a parent if you find out that your child is involved in a bullying incident right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show, talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
718-506-1944 is our phone number, 718-506-1944. As we talk bullying today with our guest Ben Likling from BulliesBeGone.com. And at some point, Ben, most of us as parents will be involved with something, hopefully minor, where our kids are either the bully or the bully victim. And when you discover this happens, what are the first steps you should take?
Well, as I show it, I have two books on this. One is How to Stop Bullies in Their Tracks, and the other is Parenting Bully-Proof Kids, and they go together. They fit. And there's nine sort of steps to take. I'm going to start the first one. Is as soon as you find out, you have to talk to your kid. There's the things you do with your child as an individual. The second are the things you do with the school. But as an individual, you want to strengthen your kid. You want to make sure you are telling your child, we can handle this. We will do whatever it takes to stop that bullying. And you may be a target, but you're not a victim. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not having a sign on your head saying, kick me. You can take care of it. You want to build that inner strength and determination. So in order to do that, I have to back up to what's really step number one is what do you do before that? Right
okay.
now, before your kid is bullied, right now, just at the start of school, you start talking to your kid about what the steps your kid needs to know in order to face that bullying effectively, because your kid will be targeted or will see it, which is a whole series, five steps, if your kid's a witness, not a bystander, a witness. So now you should be preparing your child, just like you go out and you buy, you know, computers or calculators or number two pencils, for those of you who still use them. You prepare your child now to be strong inwardly. I think of it as, so the steps are on a staircase. In the beginning, at the bottom of the staircase, you train your child to use all the sort of nice methods we think of. You say to the bully, that hurts, stop it. You say to the bully, I want to be friends. You make jokes. So you're the, I was the short, skinny, four-eyed kid, so I was the class joker. So to deflect it from the bully and you go pick on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You do all those nice things. If the kid stops, the kid's not a bully. Kids just having a bad day. Relentless bullies are predators, and that's where you have all the steps I've listed to go up that staircase to where you get in the kid's face and you have to talk like you're going to fight the kid. You have to push back verbally. We used to call it ranking, where you could say things that would really put down the bully, and if they go away, then you're done. But you may have to go to fight the bully, and I'm going to prepare my child to do that. I'm the only one I know who talks about you're going to have to fight the bully in some situations. Every guy that's ever interviewed me, when I've asked them point blank, as I'm asking you,
yeah,
how did bullying get stopped when you were growing up?
At the end of the day, you got to draw that line in the sand, fight back.
That's right. And the number one factor that makes targets into victims for life are parents who say don't ever hit. Violence never solves anything. Often violence does solve something, as every guy knows, and most women also. Do not rise above it. Do not ignore. I have nine techniques that don't work. They're mistakes because they don't stop predators. Think of a bully as a predator. They go after the weak. They go after the defenseless. They go after the isolated. So you can see what the steps are. You have to have friends who stick up for you. You have to be willing to either be the fastest runner in town, or you have to take back. All tactics are situational, so we have to design. I do a lot of coaching and consulting to design tactics that fit. And then as a parent, you have to be the one to get the school involved. I'd say roughly 25% of the principals and their teachers will stop bullying. They have zero tolerance. They've trained themselves what to see for the subtle bullies, the sneaky, manipulative, backstabbing, nasty, put-down, quote, mean girl kind of bullies. and they are actively in there. They're not afraid of the bullying parents, of the bullying kids. So in those steps that I have, one of them is you have to go and find out if your principal is one of the 25% or is one of the 75% that won't stop bullies. You think of the bullying parents, the bullying kids, scaring principals. Harry Potter series, Draco Malfoy, rotten kid, his father, Lucius Malfoy, powerful, will get teachers fired, will get principals fired. So principals are afraid of those bullying parents. You, as a parent of a kid who's not a bully, of a kid who may be a target, have to get in there and make sure that principal is more afraid of you than of the bully's parents. If Phoebe Prince's parents knew enough, knew the steps, they would have been all over that principal and that school district administrator and the school board. They would have had reporters there right away. This would have been a big public thing, and the school would have had to act before she committed suicide. You can say the same thing. There were four other suicides this year. There were some in, you know, not in inner cities like Boston or in Massachusetts, but in the suburbs in Indiana and Ohio, there were kids, and the parents didn't know how to mobilize what they needed to get the principals and the school district to act so that the principals could say, we didn't know it was occurring.
So indeed, the squeaky wheel does get the grease, and if you need information on how to squeak a little more, you can pick it up in books like Parenting Bully-Proof Kids, available at bulliesbegone.com. Ben Likling is our guest today. It's a serious subject and one that you've spent a lot of time on, and we appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us today.
Oh, thank you, Burke. I appreciate it.
You bet. It's bulliesbegone.com. That's the website where you can find Ben Likling. I'm Burke Allen. We're live in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening today.